Transitions. Merriam-Webster defines transition as a passage from one state, subject, or place to another. Change is present in each of our day-to-day lives. We've all had to make transitions big and small at some point, whether it's moving to a new town, getting a new job, or in our case, going to college. It's a scary thought, leaving somewhere or something of comfort to go somewhere new and uncharted. Ecclesiastes 3 is a popular verse that says, "There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens." It's God's purpose that there's a time for change in our lives, and it's our job to put our trust in Him so that He may guide our footsteps. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and hope." When change occurs in your life, you may be frightened and unsure of the future. I, for one, have never been a fan of change. But through my experience with change, I've learned that in the end, everything will be okay if you put your trust in God. As I've grown up, I've turned to God to give me comfort in times of change because I know He is the man with the plan. Going to college this fall will be the biggest transition that we have yet to encounter. It will be a challenge, but if I continue to trust God, He will help me to accept this change in a positive way. Many of you may already know, but for those of you who don't, Mary and I are an inseparable pair. We're like bread and butter.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Salt and pepper.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Tom and Jerry.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Two peas in a pod.
Partners in crime.
We're best friends, to say the least. In fact, when people ask us how long we've been friends, we always tell the over-exaggerated story, a true story, that my mother actually went into labor at Mary's parents' Christmas party. Unfortunately, we're going to college at two separate places, and we're beyond excited but not yet ready to separate. Separation, among other things, is one aspect of change that everyone can relate to. Mary and I, this will be one of the hardest things about going to college. Over the years, we've grown spiritually together at this church, and it's brought us so much closer. Being separated for the first time in our lives will not only be a test of our friendship, but will also be a test spiritually. Proverbs 3:5-6 states, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path." So, as we trust God, we know that we can grow more spiritually as adults in our new phase in life.
As we grow up, we go through so many different stages in our lives. Change is happening every day. It's inevitable. But the way we go about accepting these transitions is what counts. The older we get, the more we will grow spiritually and trust in God. And our trust in God will grow stronger. We will learn to look to Him for guidance in our day-to-day lives. So as we go to college and as you transition to new phases in your lives, it's good to know God will always be your guiding force. We've all heard a million times, again, that God has a plan for each of us. Times of change are when we really realize and are able to see His plans for us unfold. In the motivational words of Dr. Seuss in his book, Oh, the Places You'll Go, he says,
"Kid, you'll move mountains.
So you're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting. So get on your way." Amen.